Oh.
Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Brought to you by Victory Casino Cruises. Okay, so we're watching all the networks here, and they're trying so hard to make the hurricane. I mean, look, it sucks. It's terrible. We've been through it a million times here. Right. You know what it's like. So, but it's just not what they expected. So there's these guys, and they're out there. You know, they're standing in the rain.
Next to their hotel, obviously.
And, right. it says strong winds, blah, blah, blah. So all of a sudden, you see, I'm telling Jill and Smoke, I'm saying, look, there's nothing going on. They're not even holding on to anything. There's not even any wind. It's just raining, but they're making like the biggest disaster. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere in the background, this little piece of something, I guess it looks like it's supposed to be a piece of a roof.
Yeah, some flat piece of debris.
And Jill says,
there's probably somebody standing on the side of the building that threw it.
It's like, okay, throw it, go!
Cue the roof piece!
Oh my God.
Look at the debris out here, ladies and gentlemen. It's intense!
Jill said it, I didn't. But look at him.
Oh, it was funny.
I'm going to head back inside and get another bagel from the Continental Breakfast. We'll see you in moments.
But you know what? In all honesty, that's good that it's only that. You never want it to be. I'd rather people evacuate and then come back to not a whole lot of damage than not evacuate and it ruin people's lives, except for the few stupid people that decided to stay.
150 people is the last count. This was at 6 a.m. stuck on the roof of their home. They're the ones that did that.
They want to listen.
Yeah, we're not going to leave. We've been here for 20,000 years.
And those are the people that'll say, why are you guys leaving? It's totally no big deal. You're making a big deal out of nothing.
No, my favorite is still the lady who said that she's not leaving because it's too hard to get back in.
From my experience, getting back into town after the storms is very difficult.
How will I get to the Target BOGO?
God bless them. All right, do you want to hear about a dream job or what happens when you stop doing the deed? Which one you want?
Yeah, dream job.
Okay. So if you love football and you love food, this is pretty awesome, actually. And you got to travel to Marriott Hotels and the NFL have teamed up for a football season to create a dream job, okay? Courtyard NFL Global Correspondent is what you're going to be. That's going to be your job title. It involves traveling to football stadiums in London, Mexico City, Minnesota, and Atlanta for the Super Bowl. The application's open now. You can go to courtyardcorrespondent.com. The person chosen for this job, here's what you have to do. You're going to have to interview fans of different teams, find unique and interesting stories of NFL passion, and then you're going to have to eat the food and rate it. And so basically you go to football games and interview people and eat the stadium food.
I can do that.
Sounds great.
And you get to travel, so that's pretty cool. Plus you get to go to the Super Bowl. Who doesn't want that job?
If they have one for baseball, I'm in.
Remember that dude about 3 years ago? The job was you had to go to vacation in Australia and just blog about it.
Oh, yeah.
That was it? I mean, there was nothing else? And you got paid like six figures.
Yeah, but you know what Australia has? Everything in Australia wants to kill you.
I know.
I'll check my signs every day for that kind of money.
He got the job and he got bitten 3 days into it and had to come back to the United States and give up the job. Remember
really?
That? Yeah. Don't you remember the guy?
I remember him getting bit.
Yeah, he got in the water. And it wasn't even like an animal. It was like a little, some kind of microbe.
Like an amoeba
got
or
in
something.
His skin and he got back.
I'm telling you, spiders, snakes, sharks, gators. All of them. They all want to kill
and
you.
This dream job, I mean, the only thing you can catch here is some, what, chlamydia? I don't know.
Probably. From a super fan. Who knows? Hmm. If you stop doing the deed, it's Friday night. Go have a glass of wine, light a candle, and then, because it's good for your health. If you stop doing it, it's bad for you.
Does anybody else have a question?
I have a question. I think some of the people here might be sexually inexperienced. Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
Is that a serious question?
No, it wasn't.
It's you're going to feel more anxious and stressed if you don't do it.
Oh.
You could catch a cold more easily.
What?
You're going to feel insecure about your relationship. Really? And then eventually you just won't want to be in the mood anymore, and it just goes away. It drifts away.
It just shrivels up?
Yeah.
What?
If you don't do it, it means your immune-boosting benefits are gonna drop. So.
Oh, my immune-boosting benefits are so good.
Sweetheart, you don't want me to get sick, do you?
You don't want me to catch a cold now,
actually,
do you?
You just creeped me out with that voice.
Do I?
You sound like Tony Soprano.
Come here. I'm feeling under the weather.
So if you feel bad about yourself today, going to your job that pays you $35,000 a year, think about this. Drake just ordered another necklace, and this necklace has a kilo of gold and over 100 carats of diamonds. It's a big owl, and it was designed by Jason of Beverly Hills. Took 6 weeks to make, and it was delivered in its own owl birdcage.
Drake?
Yep.
I don't even like Drake.
You don't like the Drake?
I don't even like Drake. You don't like the Drake?
I hate the Drake.
I love the Drake.
How could you not like the Drake?
Who's the Drake?
Who's the Drake?
The Drake is good.
It's an owl pendant. A big, fat owl. And it's ugly.
I wish I had that kind of money to go, you know what, let me get a bazillion dollars worth of diamonds and put them in an owl shape.
100 carats.
Throw in a bird cage.
And he wears it around his neck. I mean, Drake can do that. He worked hard for his money. Go, you know, good for
you.
I always,
whenever I see stories like that, I think of that Louis C.K. bit where he's like, you know, I could help the little children in Africa, but I don't because I drive an Infiniti.
Want to show somebody you really care? Introducing the new Diamond Owl Necklace from Drake Jewelers.
Oh. Sweetie, I love you. I want to give you this.
Wow, it's beautiful.
I know. It's all diamonds.
Let's go home so I can try it on and nothing else.
Oh, the house is gone. I sold it to pay for the Diamond Owl Necklace.
What? But we...
And I cashed out Timmy's college fund. I guess he's going to community college.
Why would you...
Hey, do you have a bus schedule? I sold the car too.
The new Diamond Owl Necklace from Drake Jewelers. Show her you care today.
Rick Stacy.